What's up, y'all? It's your girl, BK. You tuned into Fat and Figuring It Out right here on Anchor.fm. Thank you so much for listening. I know you may be listening on one of our awesome other apps, but you're here, and I'm so glad that you're here. You know, it's Talk About It Thursday, and I wanted to talk about this whole feeder community. I've been reading about it. I've been watching videos about it, and I'm just like, what? more amused and amazed at how... Now, do you know what the feeder community is? Have you saw some videos? Seen some videos? Okay, let me explain a little bit. So, the feeder community is where mainly, I haven't seen any men, but mainly plus-size women who have on very, like, clad clothing. So they're wearing like bathing suits, or they're wearing something that's like three sizes too small for them, and they're recording themselves on videos, and they're recording themselves eating. So they're eating hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, pizza, donuts, bagels with ton of cream cheese. There's nothing that they would not eat, a whole cake. And there's a community of people who like to watch them eat and pay to watch them eat. Now, there's been this whole craze online with watching people eat, period. You know, very tiny people eating noodles, or, you know, even if you think about it, like Man versus Food. Why is that show so damn popular? It's so popular, they canceled it and brought it right back. You know, people love to watch other people eat. But the feeder community is specific to watching overweight women and very little clothing eating very bad. And they're getting paid for it. I just watched a video last week. It was, I know you watched this show, My 600 Pound Life. You watch it, right? Okay. So My 600 Pound Life, the woman who's already a plus size woman broke up with her boyfriend and thought it was, you know, a great idea for her to start looking into the feeder community, and signed up and started eating everything they requested. Was eating and eating all day. That's all she did. From her bed, she ate. And ended up, she was maybe 400 pounds, ended up gaining, you know, another 200, 250 just from laying in bed eating all day. And yeah, she made money. She made money from doing it, but couldn't get up to walk. So I started to think to myself as I'm looking at these videos, like, at what cost will you sacrifice your own body? At what cost? Now, in the moment when you're doing it, especially for that lady, it was like she had broke up with her boyfriend, so she's looking for attention elsewhere. Why look for attention elsewhere? Why not start working on yourself? Building a better you. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but losing the last 10, 15 pounds that you want to lose is hard as hell. So what I can't understand is, why not focus the attention on yourself instead of looking for attention from the outside? Why continue to make the same mistakes in your life and making your life harder for yourself? That's why I love My 600 Pound Life, because Dr. Now don't play. You know, he's feeling sorry for you. Because at some point, you know, no matter what has happened to our child, no matter what has happened to us in our childhood, you have to take your power back. You can't go through life harping on the things that happened to you. It happened to us. It can either break you or it can make you. And a lot of people don't understand, especially in those, you know, feeder communities, that you need to make those changes in your mindset. And once you make those changes in your mindset and know what your value is, you're not going to accept anything less than what you deserve. So that woman will still continue to attract no good men. She'll still continue to attract attention that she doesn't need. That's not healthy for her. Now, where are these people in that community who wanted to see you get fat? Are they going to help you be healthy? No. Are they going to help you buy the medication that you need because you are a type 2 diabetic? No. So when I'm seeing stuff like this, I'm just like, okay, I got to bring this up and talk about it Thursday, because do they realize that they're killing themselves? Do they realize how hard it is to get the weight off? There's people who, I have clients who work hard each and every day to try to lose the weight that they put on. You know what I mean? But here you are eating to gain more weight, thinking that you're supported by a community. I mean, there's a ton of videos out there now. You know, there's one that I saw that her mother supported her. Oh, I just think she's so beautiful. No, you're killing your daughter, period. You're killing your daughter. That's what you're doing. There's one I saw where the boyfriend was literally making the waffles with the cream cheese and feeding the girlfriend donuts and milkshakes. Milkshake through a effing funnel? Through a funnel. You can't feel good about yourself. You just can't. Because those foods are not meant to make you feel good for a long time. Temporarily feels good going in, but when your body starts to feel it, you gonna feel it. So if you know about the theater community and you think to yourself, okay, BK is on a whole nother one, it's not about that, I need to inform her, yes, please do. Hit me up, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. If I'm wrong about this whole theater community, let me know. But from the 4 or 5 videos that I've seen online about the theater community, I think something needs to be done to shut them down. But people will say, well, if that's what they want to do, let them do it. So if you see somebody on a bridge about to commit suicide, you wouldn't help them because that's what they want to do? Because that's what I think, that's what the feeder community is doing. Somebody's is almost half dead and you handing them a bag of hot Cheetos. But you know what? Let me know what you think. BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. That's BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. Today we're talking about the feeder community. I want to keep this conversation going because look, I'm just learning about the feeder community. There's more to learn, you know, and I want to continue on with this conversation. So again, shoot me an email at BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. That's BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. Or you can go straight to the website, www.BetterBodyByBK.com. That's BetterBodyByBK.com. And leave a comment or send a direct message right through the website. Say, hey, BK, you wrong, girl. You wrong. I get this. I get A, B, C, and D from the feeder community, and you have no clue. I want to know. Let's talk about it. And I want you to have a great, 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 great day. Have a great day, okay? No matter what's going on in your life, just be grateful. Just be grateful. If that's the only thing that you can do, is be grateful. Be grateful for waking up this morning because somebody didn't, right? Somebody didn't. So even if everything is going wrong and you woke up in a bad mood, you know what? I'm grateful for waking up. I'm going to bed and life ain't going the way it was and I had a rough day at work. But I'm grateful I made it through the day. I made it. That's it. Just be grateful. Have a great, great one. I look forward to speaking with you soon. You know how to reach me, and I love you to death. Bye, guys.